What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And before we get into the actual episode today, I've got to start off and give a major shout out to April, who is one of this podcast listeners. She's one of my coaching clients, and she's one of my favorite people on the planet. And the reason why she's getting a shout out is because she just completed the Everesting 29029 event in Whistler number 2 last weekend. And this is such an insane accomplishment. Many of you know what Everesting is, but if you don't, it is hiking up a mountain and taking the gondola down until you reach 29,029 feet, which is the equivalent of climbing Mount Everest. And April is somebody that I started working with about 6 months ago. And when she first came to me, she had tons of doubts about going after this challenge because it was her first endurance challenge ever. So can you imagine having your first endurance challenge ever be climbing the equivalent of Mount Everest? But she was so consistent through her training and was just really showing up, and we overcame a lot of limiting beliefs, and she pushed through nausea. She pushed through like violently shaking from the cold weather. She pushed through all of those doubts and all of that pain to earn her red hat. And I just wanted to give a shout out to April. And the other reason why is because this episode is kind of inspired by one of our conversations right before that Everesting event. And today's podcast is titled Love Endures All Things, because I'm going to talk about what I believe really helps you push through in the hardest moments of your life. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer, and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultra marathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody, welcome back. So, like I mentioned in one of our last coaching calls prior to the Everesting event, April came to me with a question, which was, how do you deal with the pre-race jitters before a big endurance event? Which is a very common question that a lot of people think about and a lot of people talk about. And instead of just giving my own response, I flipped the question back on her and I just phrased it as, how do you deal with any sort of nerves or jitters that you have before any big event? Because even though it was her first endurance event, she has gone through a lot of similar types of challenges in terms of just having a big event. And, you know, I think we've all been there where you're just nervous about the outcome of something, or you're worried about something going wrong, or you're just not sure how it's going to go. And when I started to ask her how she prepares for big events that she's nervous for in her business or in her personal life, one of the things that she said that really helps her is having this mindset of, I'm just here to serve. Okay, so it's just having this mindset of, I'm just here to serve. And the idea of, if I can just help one person, then it will be worth it. And when you go into any situation with an attitude of service, then it takes a lot of the stress off. It takes away a lot of those nerves. It takes away a lot of those jitters. And that is actually the exact same mindset that I have when I'm getting ready to do a coaching call, or I've done a couple of big group coaching calls with the groups of people preparing them for endurance events. And I get nervous, I get worried. And so I try and adopt this mindset of, okay, if I could just help one person, then it's going to be worth it. And we started to talk about what is service and how can she, if that's something that works in her personal life or in her business life, how can she adopt that mindset in this Everesting event? And so we talked about what would it look like about who are you serving in this endurance event. And we came up with a bunch of answers. Well, she would be serving her previous self, her future self. She could be serving other people on the mountain. She could be serving God, who has given her this ability to do hard things, and this body that can push through pain, and this mind that can push through doubts as well. And this really got us talking about what really can help you push through difficult moments. Because a lot of people think that when you're in the lowest of lows, maybe it's in an Everesting event, or maybe when it's in an ultra marathon or in a marathon, that it's this like this really like dark, like kind of vicious or like angry or like gritty type of thing. But I don't necessarily think about it like that, because the way that I think about it is I think about it in terms of love. Because when you are stripped to your core in an endurance event, when it is so, you know, it is so hard, you are so, you know, low, the only thing that is just ripped away, the only thing that's left is really love. And it's that mindset of service, and it's that mindset of love. And this is something that I've kind of thought about for a while, and I've believed in. And I think I've mentioned it on the podcast, but it's this phrase that I really like in terms of how I am powered by endurance, but I'm fueled by love. And for me, as I'm thinking about my 100-mile ultra, and at the time of this, it's one day before my 100-mile ultra, and when this is published, it's going to be after my ultra, I'm not thinking about being like tough and being gritty tomorrow. Right now, the feeling that I have is just gratitude. Like I'm feeling so much love. I'm feeling love for my wife, who has been just handling all of the logistics. She's been watching the girls, spending more time watching the girls this week so that I can prepare and take care of everything. She's been training to run 10 miles with me tomorrow. I'm thinking about love for my brother, who's going to be driving to run 20 miles and be my pacer. I'm thinking about love for my parents for getting me into athletics and for, you know, continuing to believe in me and fueling my gifts and my strengths and encouraging me. And they're going to be there this weekend to help support me. And it is really this almost like opposite sides of the spectrum, because I don't think people, when they think of endurance, I don't think people think of love. And I think people really think of it almost as something else, where it's like this hard, like dark, like thing where you really need to push through. But I think about love a lot when it comes to endurance. And, you know, the title of this podcast is Love Endures All Things. And that is because it comes from the Bible. It comes from 1 Corinthians. And if you've ever been to a Christian wedding, Catholic wedding, you've probably heard this Bible phrase. But it's one that I actually really love. And it's love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. So it's kind of this mindset of, if I go in with a mindset of service, or if I go in with this heart and this mindset of love, I can literally endure anything. And it is when I am in the middle of an insanely difficult endurance challenge, I'm stripped to my core, and what is left for me is really love. Because as I think about this 100-mile ultra, what has fueled me this whole time is love for pursuing the goal, love for the person that I've become along the way, love for the people that have helped me get here, and it is ultimately love that helps me get through these insanely difficult challenges. So, as I bring it back to you, I'm curious, what do you think about this idea? And when things get hard, what do you think about? You know, do you think about things that help you push through, if that's grit, and that hard nature of it, or do you try and push through with love and gratitude? And, you know, depending on how you answer that question, maybe as an experiment, try when things get hard, try thinking about love, try thinking about gratitude, and see what that does for you. So that's what I have for today. Love endures all things. It's something that I'm going to be thinking about this weekend, and it's something that I'm going to be experiencing with the people that I love as I'm doing this hard, hard challenge. So thank you again to everybody who's been reaching out. Until next time, I'll talk to y'all later.